I gotta boost up the stacks. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. I just selling drugs at my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Chain bling and mic boop with the wordplay. I teed up like my birthday. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. Come fuck with the thug on a Thursday. Nigga, we gangin', whole lot of entertainment. Bottles on ice, I got dope in the paper. Love all around, ain't no time for that. Fuck with the show, cause you know it's the truth. I be with Chin Bing and I fuck with my booth. Hop in the coupe, so poppin', I'm dropping the roof. You gotta relax, you could hop in it too. I'm smoking the glue, but listen, how can you suspend my shoes? Y'all are 2 minutes, this hip-hop new. Thugged Out Thursday, gonna run up the views. Trap, trap, I'm a trap. I gotta boost up the stacks. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. I be selling drugs at my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Chin Bing and Mike booth with the wordplay. I teed up like my birthday. Thugged Out Thursday.
Thugged Out Thursday.
Yo, 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 this is Thugged Out Thursdays, and guess what? It's your motherfucking boy, Chin Bing.
It's your boy, East Coast Pre-Roll King, no Grand Booth, you already fucking snow.
And this is how it's going down. We got a special guest here tonight from Queens. He go by the name of Trav. What's going on, my brother?
What's going on?
We also got young nephew in the building.
You already know, young Willie the G, a.k.a. I call the shots where I'm from.
And that's a fact. Okay. So listen, man. Yo, let me tell y'all, man. Thanks everybody for coming out. Thugged Out Thursdays is very, very successful so far, and I'm so proud to have you here, Trav. No, young really. Before we get into Trav, you just came back from a photo shoot for On the Run Eating.
That's a factory.
How was that photo shoot? I missed that photo shoot.
It was lit. Where were you at?
I fucked up. I couldn't go. Listen, I was supposed to be there.
You're breaching the contract.
Listen, I fucked up. I'm not gonna lie. Situation. I don't know what happened. I fucked up.
We was messing, you know.
Yeah, but y'all look real good. For those who don't know, On the Run Eating coming soon.
February 28th on Complex and First We Feast.
You got NORE co-host. You got Young Rilly, Sunny D, BET, and myself, Ching Bing. Hey, yo, listen, man, have an amazing trip with us On the Run Eating. Yo, let me tell you something, Trav. Yo, you from Queens. Shout out to NORE, he's from Queens, too. Shout out to Young Rilly, he's from Queens. Shout out to Mike Booth, he's from the Bronx. And shout out to myself, I'm from the Bronx, too, let's be clear. But NORE, man, he pulled that shit off. Queens, man, I got to go. Big up to Queens. NORE talking about this food show. And guess what? This shit is in fruition. You know, Drink Champs, the number one podcast. Thugged Out Thursdays, the hottest street upcoming podcast out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And let me stop you right here. Let me say one thing about Nori. Nori's the first artist ever. Period. Fuck. First artist ever. You don't know me from nowhere. To see me and say, yo, listen, man. Not rapping no more. Queens is yours. Make sure my neck.
Yeah.
You, nah, y'all hard. Gonna share.
Yo,
you know what I mean?
That's hard.
So off the gate, I was like, I had to pull him up. Like, listen, man, I done met mad niggas in my life. You know what I'm saying? I've been around this game for a long time, so I knew you hear certain shit a lot.
I like
that. You don't normally hear that from people.
Once
I heard that, I already knew what, you know what I mean? What type of, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, what? Come on.
That's real.
Being
already, shout out to Nori.
You know, niggas don't reach back out.
I heard you had a album listening party too, because Young Rilly went to it, right? Young Rilly?
Yeah, that's a fact.
And he hit me immediately. Was like, yo, why you ain't pull up? I was like, yo, I'm gonna keep it real. I can't pull up. But I heard it was dope, and I'm proud that you're working. And what's on the, like, what you delivering right now?
I just dropped a project last month. Mm-hmm. It's called Crack. It stands for Queens Raise the King. I dropped that because everybody was expecting me to drop another project that I had. I had a series of projects called Push. So when I made Push, I know everybody was like, yo, drop Push 4. And I was like, nah, hold on. Let me get some structure to my shit, because to be honest, right now is the most serious time I've ever been to music, period. Because I always told myself when I got into this business that I wasn't going to tell myself that whatever I was doing, I was going to stop from getting to the money. You know how niggas be like, yo, man, I can't be in the stew because I'm getting to the money. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot, because we need money to breathe, to eat, to take care of our family anyway. So that's a, You get what I'm saying? You want to do something, you're going to do it.
Right.
So that's something I had told myself. You get what I'm saying? So at times I was like, man, I ain't going to do it. I ain't playing with the music. I drop a song. You get what I'm saying? And I finally came with a whole project. I'm like, yo, I'm going to do this like this. And then once, like, you know what? I played a few songs and I ran into Jadakiss and he said, like, man, it's just like only some of the OGs, man. It's like some of the real niggas that they don't lose nothing or giving a compliment.
Right, right.
Because that's so rare in this day. Yeah, like, you tell a nigga, yo, you tell a nigga, yo, I seen ready. Boom. I already had my bags made. We go to St. Jules. I went to go get a new, you know, I met a new Benny. He's like, yo, I can do your piece, but come on. Let's do one. St. Rally shit. Yo, this shit is nice, bro. Like, this shit fine. Like, you know what I'm saying? A nigga wouldn't tell you that. It's other niggas in the spot. Like, really, my man, he calling me. He let me know when my shit is done. Bro. This shit, great. You get what I'm saying?
Yo, Young Really, shout out to Benny, because Young Really always like, yo, I'm telling y'all gotta come down there. Y'all always want to go to the Diamond
District. Benny Diamond's getting better.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Nah, we gonna come down. We gonna go see him right tonight.
Yeah,
we're gonna
give him a shot. But like I was saying though, so when I started getting serious with the music now, like I was putting little snippets of songs on my project. On my Instagram and shit, and I had ran into Jadakiss. And he was like, nigga, when you put up a video on your page, and I'm in the car, I'm putting my aux cord to the car to hear one of them hooks. And to hear that from a nigga that been doing this before I came in the game. Because you got to understand, for people that don't know me, I came in this game when I was 13, 14. I came up on the 50 Cent OG. So.
Right.
I ain't listen to half these rappers that was out.
You ain't had to.
Yeah. I was around a nigga that was like Michael Jackson.
So he definitely was.
As a young age. Wow. So I met so many people and we was already being treated a certain way. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're getting on a plane, it's 40 niggas. Like, I'm on a plane with half my hood. Exactly. You get what I'm saying?
I remember one day, we was at 40, you heard? He was beefing in my hood crazy at the time and shit. So be like, yo, let's get out the hood, let's leave the hood, yo, 50 having some shit in 40 or whatever.
I performed.
Yeah, I remember you had the yellow Lambo.
Yeah, and he's like,
yo, what is he doing? Yo, like, how the fuck can he get the land? He's like, yo, we gotta get the land. So we gotta
because you know, see, this is what it was.
How was that feeling, you know?
See, I always been that kid though. That's we're gonna work into it now. So now you're seeing what kind of kid I was always. See, what it was is when I made a transition, because I didn't want to be stuck in the way, in the same way of what the niggas knew before. I was the youngest nigga around, and I didn't rap until I thought about making my own money. I was around, I didn't smile with niggas, we ain't smiled, it was one way, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was structure over it, and that's what made me into who I am today, so I would never, you know what I mean, shit on where I came, you know what I mean? Like, for real, like, it was structure. When I was around, there was nothing around. Nothing but older niggas.
Yeah.
You going around, they knowing you like that, but you're really a kid.
Right.
So the real niggas that's around, like, yo, homie, you gotta get off the block, man. I'm not gonna be the one to tell your mom something happened to you.
Yeah.
And at the time, my brother in 50, you know, my brother liked that. So he's actually he's the main guy. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So they not gonna really say nothing to him, but they gonna tell me, like, man, I can't, something happened to you. So from a kid, it was only to prove myself. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how, if y'all know about growing up with an older brother, but being that 50 and my brother are best, you know?
Yeah.
50 came, he was a young gunner. That's what all he do. So he surrounded himself with our hood. We're not actually from 50 hood. 50's from God, bro. We're from America.
Right.
We're from, like, you know what I mean? American Towers. You know, it's only one building.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Six floors, but. We don't got no OGs over there. Like, our older niggas is my brother age. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? So, he came over there. He gave us structure. Like I say, he gave us structure. I was around. It was vest and one in the neck to be around, like, all the time. Like, it's a nigga be on some gun check shit. Like, yo, what's up? What's up? And I just seen mad niggas had to take that walk out because your nigga just call your bluff. Let me see your hammer. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you don't got one in the joint. You get out of here, man. Or you come around with a vest without a strap. Nigga.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Take the y'all from you.
Exactly.
You can take
course.
The yalla.
Yeah.
My man pulled out the yalla on the nigga one time, right? Boom. So we go to Benzino's studio. We go see him. So he like, yo, I got the thing on me. What you think I should do? I'm like, you gotta relax. Nigga like, you got the thing on you, relax. So my man tried them. He said, yo, what you got? Let me see. He took the joint. He said, well, he took the joint. Look at him. He blew in it. And then he boom, he noticed they didn't have a joint. He cocked it back on him. Shit. Stout on him. Boom! Some real Puerto Rican shit.
Yo,
nah, listen to me. I'm gonna keep it 100. Once I seen that, I said shit is real.
No, you can't say that. This is the thing. Everybody different.
Yeah.
If you one of them guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you one of them guys, some niggas like to put. If I get a joint off the gate, if you gave it to me, I'm checking.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If I'm holding possession of this one going in,
yeah.
So that's why your cousin could have been, you know what I mean?
He was out of pocket.
But then you got niggas that like to put their own in, they before something, you know what I mean?
But when he blew in the yalla, I was like, oh shit.
he bought that.
I said, oh shit. But yo, man, let me tell you something. Thank you for coming out and to Thugged Out Thursday.
We want to get back to the
story. Oh yeah, so I'm gonna tell you who I was. Like I was the youngest one, so
suited
up. I'm the one that niggas have talked to though.
Yeah, exactly.
Same here.
Because they don't want to speak to son. They can't. First of all,
they
couldn't speak to. The shit that going now was never going around when we was around. How some movement. The foundation was built.
Mm-hmm.
It was a reason why, like, not saying that nothing can happen to Father's father is a gangster. I learned from him. You know what I'm saying? He's a gangster. He's tough.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of us is tough for real. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So with the surrounding and the foundation, nothing ever happened. There's 30 niggas that's going to go.
Right.
He didn't show his playing time. My brother Bell was $2 million. He got him home the next day.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying? So if this is in your mind and this is what you trained, you learned this at a young age, nigga, whatever, you coming home. So fuck. I'm doing this at 15, 16.
G-Unit.
Until niggas is saying relax, y'all.
I'm going to keep it real with you. One time we was in Mexico, and the nigga security took Jim Star's camera. They took that nigga shit and ran down on him and took his shit. They was with 50. He was recording 50. Them niggas went and took Jim Star's shit. They folded him and took his camera. That's my word. They ain't give it back. Like, yo, we bumped into 50. They took it. It was like 50 deep.
Yeah, but that's the regular, so... Imagine that. I'm on a plane. If I don't want to sit here, I can go switch seats for my man that's from down the block.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole plane is the whole hood.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
That's hot.
So I learned from that. But being that person, as Father's growing up, the people that he didn't talk to,
mm-hmm.
and I was speaking to even the niggas that was interns that are now like CEOs mm-hmm. and presidents to this day.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people be understanding, damn, how Trav know, or how he know, when majority of, or some of these artists or executives, they was trying to holler at something.
Right. And they spoke to you.
And then, yeah.
And they spoke to you, and you spoke back, like, yo, you
had
a
good
relationship with them. That was good.
I would be walking, and a nigga be like, hey, I own a fish nigga store. And I act like I'm tired of my shoe. Come here, man, give me a car. Because I know that 50 gotta go. You know what I'm saying? And he'll go and bless the whole squad.
Right.
So it never. I always was that outgoing young nigga.
Yeah.
And 50 isn't like that. Like he taught us to be a certain way. Like as is him, and he's the type of person. If I don't get no money with you, it's fucked.
Right.
I got that, and I have that mentality. But my shit is because I don't get no money with you. It's not just fuck you. Like if you're doing your thing, Salute. Like
right.
I'm just like one of them niggas.
Mm-hmm.
You get busy, I get busy too. Like you kill people, all right. Okay. Like this ain't nothing. We ain't like I'm not gonna dwell on it. Nigga.
Right.
So like I ain't one of them people. So I'm more likable
mm-hmm.
when a nigga get to meet me because it's both things. Like you're a cool nigga, you gonna be safe.
You
get what I'm saying? Like you gonna be safe. If you leave from here, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
With us, you're going to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, because I'm going back home to the family.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas play for all the way keeps. I was taught this since young. I had the same mind frame. So gradually, I met Stack Bundles. And the nigga was like, yo, man, yo, the way you act, man, you should rap, my nigga. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, your whole style. Like, and I'm like, I don't rap, man. I'm on private planes and shit. Like, cause this is how I'm talking at this age.
Yeah, but that's what you
know what I'm saying? Like, man, I just left tour. Mm-hmm. I dropped out of school at 10th grade. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is my talk. Like, you know what I'm saying? My shit started getting gorgeous. Father's in a gorgeous person.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I'm a legible person. I couldn't actually change
right.
who I am.
So that started the falling out?
Nah, because we was, yo, I'm going to be, y'all going to be the real, this is show, I'm going to tell you what started the falling out. G-shit. What happened? Me and Five was speaking every day. Because at this time, he wasn't speaking at Banks for like 3 years.
Right.
And, you know, him and Yayo, they have their own relationship.
Right.
Just so you got to understand where we come from. Bro. I'm from not from a hood.
Right.
So Yayo and them niggas, he raised them niggas.
Yeah.
And not actually Banks. Banks came after Yayo boy Banks.
But yeah.
As far as us, he raised, I mean, I was around him and being raised, but we was already active. Mm-hmm. That's why he, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So me and Five used to speak every day. Like, me and Five, you know, Five one of them niggas, he wanna know what's going on in the hood. That's how he make his music. Like, he go over feeling. Right. I learned from, like, you know, I used to always send and write a hook on a piece of paper like this. Like, niggas, nigga jeans. Like, yeah, nigga smart. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, he got like a way. So we was talking and shit and all that. And at this time, I'm one way. So we all a family, right? Uh-huh. I'ma come to Thugged Out. I'm going to go to On the Run. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to Drinking Chance.
Yeah.
It wasn't like no, me, you, we all know who the big homie is. You know, like in y'all shit, it'd be North. If I went on tour with Yayo, if I went on tour with Banks, it wasn't like I was part of these niggas' entourage or this niggas' entourage. I never did it because I know at the end of the day, it's the son of the big homie. It's, mm-hmm. him. And that's what he always wanted niggas to know, really.
Thugged Out Thursday.
I'm the nigga, right?
Yeah.
And if he watches, I'm the nigga that niggas would be around Fifth all day. He have to go to the airport. We rush the airport. We get in the car. Like, yo, something, man. Booming. A little raunchy. You know what I mean? Nigga, a little fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, son just came out the gym. He's about to go jump on a plane. Niggas is around him. Nobody told him. Until I'm like, yo, that's you?
Mm-hmm.
What? He's like, yo, all right, boom, stop. We gonna get.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been around these niggas all day since you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
I always was there. I'm gonna just speak my mind.
Me too.
You're going to man. You either gonna accept me for me or not.
Right.
So, bam. Five is telling me something, this with him and Floyd, whatever, but I ain't gonna get all that. I ain't never been just fifth. I go, so fifth, whatever we talking, a tree fall on Banks' house.
Mm-hmm.
This is when one of them hurricanes hit Long Island or some shit. The tree falls on Banks' house. Boom. So as I'm on the phone with him, the phone, you know how to text, boom. Oh shit. So he hear me like, what's wrong? I'm like, yo, this fucking tree is falling on this nigga Banks' house.
Mm-hmm.
You laughing, that's
no,
what he
no,
did.
No,
listen.
You said this
you got it right on time.
I listen.
Alright, now listen. You got it right on time.
Yeah, come on, Jack.
As I say, oh shit, he goes, what's wrong? I go, this nigga Banks just said a tree fell on his house.
What?
Fuck.
Man, a fucking tree.
Son laughing. So laughing, I'm like, yeah. He's like, he got money? You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's not funny though, because I'm thinking about the family inside.
No doubt,
I'm not thinking because it's an anger issue between two
brothers. Niggas got insurance. That's why niggas got That's why niggas got insurance.
Yeah, you would have said some shit like that, right? niggas got insurance. This thing's crazy.
Hey, you got a house, you should have insurance.
Yeah, no, for sure, right? But
Boop, you got a house. I'm just saying. You gotta have.
But this is what I'm saying though. I'm on some more say like yo. It was a tree in sixth grade.
Yeah. Somebody could have got hurt. Yeah.
Like it landed in this room where his grandmother was at. Like a real tree.
Nah.
Like it sound like a tree just fell. But a tree inside the crib.
Yeah.
Like that was one of
in the crib. Like in the crib. Like the tree is in the room. Like you go upstairs in the crib, it's a tree in the crib. It was serious.
Yeah. Very serious.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, father, that man, fuck on, man. You got money, you need to go. That's what type of person. So. Fast forward, something happened. I don't know. I think I was with Banks. Because truthfully, my situation, G shit, is really because of Banks. Like, it really was over Banks. Like, yeah. Banks was my son, and he's young too. So, he was on the type of time I was on. Right. Like, I'd go to his crib. He got all these cars. I'd be like, yo, Banks, let me get the lamb. All right, cool. This when you had the burgundy lamb. Boom. I'm the only one that's driving. Mm-hmm. The only car going, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like doing that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So me and him had a different relationship. So he kind of confided in me at this time because at this time him and Sonny is speaking.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So he's like, yo, listen, yo, he just did an interview. And yo, just dropped his album. He ain't even, whatever, he ain't even promoting the album. He promoting some bitch. Like, right. He's saying, yo, she going to be at my, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
At this time, I'm really doing music, so I'm not even seeing this. The stuff that he's seeing because of their relationship, like the shit that he's seeing, like I'm not seeing. Like I'm not even because
it's not known. Like you wouldn't know. You wouldn't really know.
Yeah, I'm not even focused on the mixtape from him, myself. So I was like, okay. He's like, nah, bro. You know what I mean? He showed me something else. He's like, yo, ain't that the crib? I'm like, yeah, that's the crib. So the next day, I ain't gonna lie, I was chilling. I was kind of angry at something. So I'm not angry at something, I was just like,
No.
I was speaking my mind. Like somebody, like, this is when Twitter was going on, so niggas would just write you shit. So I wrote some shit like this, bro. This is what I wrote. I said, it's crazy a nigga that you don't know would do more for you than a nigga you know in your whole life. I was just writing out my facts.
Right. Okay.
So I said, it's crazy. I just had Meek and Nikki in Queens. Nikki ain't been back to her hood in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I did that. Mm-hmm. And then I just said, Jim just shot a movie in our hood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, Jim just shot a movie in the hood. Mm-hmm. I forgot something else I wrote. Now, check it. At this time, 50 got millions of followers. He wasn't following nobody. He doesn't even follow Bank. Nobody that is even on his roster.
That's crazy.
Oh, no, but check it. Crazy. He only followed Floyd at this time.
Yeah.
So for him to see my comments, I guess somebody screenshotted my comments that I wrote on my page.
Right.
You know how I be a little bitch ass nigga that's around. It's a new nigga that's around. But don't even know. Like, nigga, I've been doing this for so long. You around?
Mm-hmm.
Relax, enjoy it, nigga. Like, I don't want to be there. I wanted to grow. I think I want to be the nigga with the hammer that niggas know. Like, nigga, I wanted to grow. I want to get some money, too.
Shout out to Bobcat. Keep a gap.
Dog, Thursday.
Yeah, I was on some more, so, like, man, I wanted to grow.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I wanted more for my... But fast forward, a nigga sends 50 the screenshot or whatever, or a nigga that was around. You know how I be a nigga that don't know what's going on. So... 50 writes on the page or some shit, yo, are you high? Why would you write that? If I ain't love you or love your brother, I'll have your head bust. So I don't write nothing because truthfully, it's really some family shit.
Yeah.
Like, you can text me, I can text you. You can hit anybody, that's a rap. So I don't write nothing. The next day, he deletes all our shit. Next day, he writes that we're getting shit. So now I'm like, yo, 50, put your location. He writes back, I'm having a barbecue at my house.
I think I said that.
So I wrote back, I'm about to go Electric Slide and 50 Bobby. So he write back, and I'ma slide your ass on your head. So I said, where you at, man? Let's pull up. You know, he, see, this is the thing, like, Five really knows me. So as much as, you know, he's the big dog, you know, out of all the big dogs, you know what type of time I'm on. Mm-hmm. I'm not one of them niggas. I'm a man before anything.
Absolutely.
So a nigga ain't gonna punch me up. Nigga ain't gonna rough me up. That ain't though. No, ain't happening. It's not happening. Period. You know that ain't happening with family. He knows that because he just sat down and we had like a what you call it, like a mediation. What you call that, Bogalo? He knows that. This is facts. Like he knows that. Listen, you cannot control how to shoot. You know what I mean? You can't try to fight him, nigga. You know what type of time? I'm not making a stranger put it into. Mm-hmm. Period.
No.
Period. You get what I'm saying, bro? Like, I'm a man before anything. Like, so, a nigga that was working for him hit me, whatever. Fast forward. We speak, whatever. That shit gets over. I go to do a summer jam in Connecticut. Now, for people don't know, I've been around 50 my whole life, so. Lived in, I had a room in the crib. So I got 27 bedroom crib. Like, right. Lived in the crib. Like, had a Macy's card going to the crib. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I lived in the crib. So as we were staying in the crib, I done met mad niggas in the town. Like I met a nigga at the radio station. Didn't know nowhere in Connecticut. And this nigga showed me how to get to McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
From him being around, we turned him into a DJ. He was already a DJ. He ended up being a G and a DJ.
Yeah.
All right. So
you're working.
He met through me though. He met me at the radio station.
That's
I felt he was a good dude. Like, come, you can come to the mansion. I know that you was amazing.
Yeah.
I'm not looking at you gonna steal or anything. You're never gonna leave this shit. I'm the guy. Like, so it's cool. You meet me, you think we friendly? We friendly. Fuck it. You know what I mean? You gonna show me around? Show me around. We ain't got nothing. Mean like we cool. We ain't worried about nothing else. Fast forward, I go to Connecticut. Summer Jam. Now at this time, I just had it right away. So for people don't know, I was the first person to put a nigga from G Unit and Dipset together. That's how Beamer Benz and Bentley.
Yeah.
So, boom, Beamer Benz and Bentley drop. We all go out there, boom. Banks and we perform.
That shit was a hard record.
So Banks and we perform. Oh wait, so boom, we already did one Summer Jam before, and then we was going to this. We get to this Summer Jam. I see homie. From the city, because you know we was living in Connecticut. 50 had the crib for mad long, so we met mad niggas. So as soon as I seen him at the radio station now, he works for the radio station, or he's working with the radio station, whatever. But he doesn't have the laminate I have. He just has a pass to get him to the front or whatever. So boom. Bam. Bam. Land in the spot, I see him. Yo, what up, boy? You got out your pass? I got you.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, I'm like, nigga, this your city.
Yeah.
But like I already came with a few niggas anyway, so boom, give him a pass. He put the laminate on, boom. See a couple niggas. You know, I'm like one of them niggas, like, man, I forgot who was there, whatever artist was there. And I'm like, yo, you know what I mean? Bigging my man up. Yo, let's be coming to town. It's the DJ. Get one of them. Yeah, we're looking for a tour DJ. Yo, get one of them. So as I just plug that, I get a call. So I get a call. Yo, what up? Yo, what's up? Shit, you just got to Connecticut. Who you there with? So you know how you want to strip. What's up, your shit? Really right here? You know what I mean? So I'm like, yo, DJ right? He like, oh, you got that nigga with you? I'm like, yeah, why you say that? He said, I meant to tell you, man, that bitch, that nigga was kind of hating, bro. I said he was hating. He kind of hating that you started rapping. I heard he was telling Kareem or something like, yeah, that nigga trash and rap, like, you know what I mean? Or whatever it was just hate. So when I heard it, I ain't gonna
negative front. Energy.
Yeah, when I heard it, that shit kind of hit me because I'm like, this bitch ass nigga, like you feel me? Like you bitch ass nigga, like, all right, cool. So we in the dressing room, we go to perform now. Banks is performing, the Drez is performing. He on there doing his shit, whatever, people busy, whatever. He's up there, man, hype. So I tap him, like, yo. I got some bitches in the dressing room. He's like, what? Yo, you want this bitch? I'm like, yo, come here, man. I like you.
Mm-hmm.
Some bitches like, oh. He's like, what? I'm like, yo, go in the front. You see me? He goes in front of me. He goes in the dressing room. I close the dressing room behind. Boom. Now, Sun is a big nigga. Mm-hmm. Sun is a big nigga. Boom. When I close the door, I'm like, yo, you bitch ass nigga, what you said about me, bro?
He goes, huh?
I said, you been talking about me, nigga? He said, who told you, Kareem? I snuff him. Boom. When I snuff him, mind you, I ain't gonna hold you. Son of a big nigga. He kind of ate that shit a little bit, but he fell to the couch. I know. So when he fell to the couch, I'm like, this nigga might try to rush. So if the gate, I go in straight to mode on him. Listen, you already know what I do. I said, you bitch ass nigga, you playing with me? I said, take that chain off. Meaning my laminate I just gave him to come in.
Yeah.
This bitch ass nigga takes off the laminate and the chain.
Oh, shit.
And gives it and runs out. Mm-hmm. Son like 300 pounds. Mm-hmm. Runs out. Boom. whatever. I go see 50. 50 was shooting some movie, whatever. Robert De Niro, whatever. Brooklyn. Stealing shots. Whatever you call it. Shots, whatever. B-roll shots, whatever. Pull up on him. So when I pull up on him, telling him, talking to him, what's up? What you got going on? Regular shit. Yo. I'm like, yo, listen. What niggas tell you? Yep. Punch that nigga DJ in the face. What? What happened? Like, that bitch ass nigga was talking about me. Like, disrespecting. He's like, what? Fuck it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because at the same time, I know Fob. You don't really know the nigga anyway. It don't even matter if he been around for 4 or 5 years. You don't know him.
Right.
Nigga, you don't know him. Mm-hmm. He was only around at events. It's not like you seen him when you at the crib. And I'm not there. He was only at the crib if I was there. Or when my brother was there. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, he ain't around.
Exactly. So, everything good. I get a call. Like, no. Next day, one of the same niggas that I feel is the one who showed him the screenshot. The next day, Fob called me. He's going crazy. Yo, what's up? Yo, what's up, Fob? Yo! You know, like, Fob is, you know how bosses talk to niggas, like, you know, like, yo, you gonna go get that chain, you gonna bring that chain up here. Like, what the fuck? Look at the phone, like, yo, like, what the fuck I do? Like, why I stop talking to me like this? Like, he play Saluji with me, Dylan, he like this. You gonna go get that chain and bring that chain up to the office. So I'm like, damn, what the fuck? I'm like, yo, Fob, what you, listen. Come to the office, pin the chain. Boom. Oh. Hung up. Like, what? Called him back. I'm like, yo. Like, yo, man. You could have fucked up the summer gym. They saying that. Da da da. So I'm like, yo, bro, son doesn't even work. Who telling you this? Son doesn't even work for the station. He didn't even have a. Like, who said in when I did it? Nobody seen it. It's right. Me and you, nigga. It was nobody else in the room. Nobody. I took your heart, nigga. Majority of niggas, if you get them on a 1-on-1, nigga, you already know what's up. Like, nigga, like, it's either me or you.
Mm-hmm.
Get what I'm saying? And he wasn't even, you know, he wasn't even one of those guys that, you get what I'm saying? Like, for real, I would have made him one of the pros, you know what I mean? It was just, I handled it myself, a nigga, whatever. So fast forward, I'm like, yo, Fob. Like, what? Like, man, they talking about you could have fucked up some gym, and I'm like, who telling this nigga this, man? Like, who? He's like, and I spoke to him.
Wow.
He was crying. He fucked it. I'm like, yo, Fob, this is pretty chain. I'm like, yo, listen, let me get the chain, man. Boom. I get another call. It's from the nigga who I feel. Mm-hmm. To this day, I feel. It's him.
Mm-hmm.
Truthfully, I never did nothing to him because I think 55 of him. I ain't do nothing to him because it's just like, yo, bro, I could have came and tightened you up at the office every day.
Right.
Because your employee, don't even know it, this is a real family. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's like, really? Like, y'all, like, I really, like, Nori's really family.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody around, like, the production, people that been around, they've been grinding with it. But don't get into family shit,
bro. Right.
Nigga, that's what like the whole world, like right now, this whole general, everything, niggas like don't be forgetting they role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it be like that sometimes.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, so this same guy calls me now. Boom.
Yo, Fob said, Fifth said, is you on your way with the chain?
Like, nigga, I told him, nigga, come get it. Because now I'm upset now. Yeah. Like, now I feel like you're taking somebody over me. Mm-hmm. You don't even notice. You don't notice, nigga. Like, Father, if I boomed him, you shouldn't care.
Right.
Shouldn't care. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't care. I ain't making you hot. You don't know him. You don't know him. We don't know him. We don't know him. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. These are the stuff that was happening. That's why when you got a family, that's why I'm with my family, I keep real family. Mm-hmm. Like, you get what I'm saying? Family. Like, niggas that, like, family. Like, for real. And I ain't, and anybody that come on board, they still know it's nothing bigger than a family. It's not personal. Mm-hmm. Everybody gonna eat. Because ain't nobody gonna be around and not getting no bag around. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, nigga, when you got the family, don't get into the family shit if you like an employee. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that was what was happening. So now it's looking like I'm the little nigga that's not listening. You get me? I'm looking like that. When really all I did was listen. Like I had 7 deals on the table. 7. Mm. 7. And man. 50 told me I didn't take none of them.
Yo, listen. Let's say you gotta relax one time for 7 deals. 1, 2, 3. You gotta relax.
Thugged Out Thursdays.
Shout out to Joey IE and Tom Osley. Because I still respect, in my book, y'all are the first executive. Because I'm a nigga from Queens, bro. Regardless of the bro being big as Michael Jackson, I always felt how it felt to be next to the nigga that's popping.
Right.
So to be the nigga that's popping was a whole different thing. Mm-hmm. It was the first people offering me deals. So fast forward, I go to go do a deal now. When I go to go do the meeting and shit, I had broke my arm. And when Todd Moskowitz come inside the room, he had a broken hand too. He had like broken fingers. So he's like, yo, you got a broken hand, broken finger. I'm like, oh, what's up? And he's like, yo, listen, man, fuck it. I don't even need to hear no music. I want to do the deal. I'm like, that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, my brother right here, she uses whatever he gave you the lawyer, she can send it to the lawyer. Like, 50 already, I was telling me, like, listen, it's really, you don't even have to go play no music for these niggas. Like, after they, it's a song that they like, they know it must be more. There's really nothing to talk about, but go ahead, see what they talk about, and tell them to speak to your lawyer. Like, you know what I mean? So that's all I knew. And, yo, you can just hit the lawyer and send over whatever it is. As we talking and shit, he looks over, he see my brother. So when he see my brother, he goes, Oh, hey, what's up, man? Yo, you 50, boy. Yeah, you know, yeah. You know, I'm thinking that's a greater thing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Sun breaks out. Fast forward. Now, Joey Yai reached out now. He's trying to sign me to his production company now, then to his label. I'm like, yo, nah, that's not what we even discussed. What changed? Whatever, the lawyers are talking about it. Hector's on the line telling me, fuck. Now, SRC is trying to sign me at this point. SRC, they had Steve Rifkins, and James Cruz.
Right.
So now, you know, James Cruz is another one. Like, he watched me grow from a kid.
No doubt.
Like, you know, he's his mentor was fucking Chris Lighty. You know, Chris Lighty was 50 minutes.
James Cruz, I knew James Cruz.
You know what I'm saying? R.P. Chris Lighty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
R.P. Chris Lighty.
So, you know, that was 50's manager at the time, and James Cruz was under him. So now, this what I'm telling you is how I am as a... Now, James Cruz now is the vice president at SRC. You get what I'm saying? Like, he's the vice president now. Before, he was the he was assistant to Chris Lighty or whatever. Now, he's the VP. You know what I mean? He's the president at this over here, so... Some wanted to sign me. They only had only person they had over there at the time, I think, was French. I think. And he wanted to sign me. And everything was good, man. Everything was going good. And they wanted to fly me to LA. And right before I went to LA, James told me to come see him and shit. When I went to go see James and shit, he was like, what's up, man? And the energy ain't feel good. Because
wow.
The last 3 times I came, like, took the whole board in there. Now I'm coming, yo, you want to do an interview with him? We got this going on here. This time it was like, James coming in his room to like speak to him. So I'm like, yo, what's up? And he started the conversation off like, Yo, when the last time you heard from 50? I was like, a few days ago, why was up? He was like, yo, he ain't like, because James know me for real. So he's really giving me the news with his eyes down. He's not looking at me in my eyes. You know, it's like, it's two things when niggas think like, they like, yo, you going to the streets or you going to be a rapper? Like, you know what I'm saying? So son knows me for real, so he's not really giving me like the greatest answer. He started off just like, yo, I don't want nothing to do with nobody right now. It got something to do with 50, man. Like, wow. Like, huh? He was like, yo, man, that guy really crossed the line, man. I was like, what happened? Now, this is I'm supposed to be getting a deal at this time. Like, you know what I'm saying? He telling me about some shit with you know what I'm saying? He like, yo, nah. He like, he went too past the line this time, man. I'm like, in my head, I don't know what's the fuck going on. What you talking about? So he like, yo, he just dropped the book. I'm like, yeah, he just dropped the book. Like, yeah, the book doing better and all that. He like, I know, man. Uncle went to the book signing, and I guess he gives 50 the book to sign a book. And then as 50 go to sign a book, he like, yo, you know my nephew. And 50 like, who's your nephew? He's like, James Cruz. 50 said to him, nigga's a punk. He's a fucking cokehead. Like some disrespectful, like he's some disrespectful yeah, shit, bro. Yeah. That it was like, yo, shit, like what the fuck, bro? Like, so when son telling me this, I can't even feel like I could turn a thug on and be like, what you mean? So you've been wasting my time for, no, son, it's like it can't even, I feel bad. I was up in the chair like this. You serious? This nigga said this? Like, why would he say this now? Like, you could have said this 2 months later.
Thugged out Thursday.
So fast forward now. I go to Def Jam. Sean Money is the vice president of Def Jam now. At this time. This is when he just signed 2 Chainz, the Def Jam. You know, that was like the biggest signing.
That was big.
This is him changing his name from Titty Boy to 2 Chainz. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? This is before he even, just right before he did the Kanye West deal and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? And Sha was responsible for that. So the whole plan was at the time, Banks was an unsigned artist. He just got off of Interscope. He was able to go get a bag anywhere he wanted to. Right. So they end up making it for Def Jam. Mm-hmm. Now, Sean Money got the power. He calls me up. Yo, you want to sign your way at Def Jam? That's the play. I just signed motherfucking 2 Chainz. And I got this motherfucking kid from the South. I just signed. His name is Big Craig. Telling you, I want to sign Banks, and I'm signing you. Bet. Like, yo, we about to finish this shit with Banks still up right now. I guess the meeting goes to happen. I don't know it verbatim, word for word, but the meeting goes to happen. He sets up the meeting. Sean Money sets up the meeting with the rest of his staff of Def Jam. From what I was told, I don't know. Don't quote me, but it did happen. Because I'm gonna tell you what I was told after. It did definitely happen. But I guess they was in the meeting, they on the phone, you know, everybody's announcing themselves. Yo, what's up, Fifth? Rally in the building. And, you know, because he's not there, he's over the phone.
That's the ballroom on Def Jam.
Exactly, the ballroom, exactly.
That's the ballroom. I've been in that room. That's a nervous room to be in.
Okay, cool.
I've been in that room, goddammit.
And as it goes to Sean Money, and he goes, yo, Fifth, it's Sean Money, I'm up in here.
Mm-hmm.
And son says, what the fuck you doing in there? Like, you did your job. You got the meeting. I don't need you part of whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Boom. I get the bad end of this thing now. Boom. The deal doesn't go through with the Banks because Banks wanted to do 1 album deal for 2 years. Whatever the fuck. I forgot what the stipulations was. It didn't matter because I didn't give a fuck. Everybody had their back.
Right? Everybody's anticipating that.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody, no.
But
yes. Mm-hmm. And at this time, when I was told about these deals, when Fifth told me not to take these deals, he was saying to me just like this. He looked me in my eyes and said, yo, like they trying to get you. He said, like, whatever, like get you, if this is a pig, they trying to get it. They trying to get it before it get fat. It's young. You know what I'm saying? Nah, we going to hold off. He like, nigga, you hungry? Like, we ain't fucked up. Like, you know what I'm saying? And mentally, Hell no, I ain't fucked up. Cause I'm with Son. Son got the bag for real. Cause you said it's a difference of niggas be like, nah, Son got the bag, and niggas knowing you got a bag, right? I had cool, so in my mind, I'm like, yeah, mentally, but physically, I wasn't financially right.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? But I'm like, yo, I'm okay into it. Like, yeah, you right.
Yeah. That's how I be.
Because, hey, I could go to the mansion. I got, you know what I mean? Yeah. It probably don't be no food there, mm-hmm. but you in the mansion.
Me in the mansion.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
real. It's real shit. Like, I can't listen, but regardless of anything, it was a nigga gave, like, that Son did it, that he gave a roof, yeah. that he was able to give a roof to the whole hood.
Yeah, yeah. Not just one, to a lot. To a lot.
Yeah, to the whole hood. Yeah. So forever, like, it's nothing ever gonna be malice. The only thing I have against Five that made the world know is, we had words. So, fast forward now to the shit with Riyah seen on the stage with Meek. It was me. This is a funny ass story, too. Shout out my nigga J.R. Smith, too. I played for the Cavaliers.
J.R. Smith.
That's the homie, too.
That's what's up.
So, J.R. Smith, me and Meek, we all in the group chat. Meek, like, yo, I just got the jam. I'm about to go to Atlanta. Who wanna come? He's like, yo, we out. Boom. J.R. Smith come, he came with like three niggas though. So, I forgot, Meek probably had like a 12 seat. But every seat was counted for, except from higher one. So, you know, J.R. Smith, a real nigga, he didn't want to leave his other man. So, he like, yo, listen, man, you ain't got room for my other man. I got two people with me, man. Fuck, I can't get your plane. He gets off the plane. This is how the day exactly went, bro. I swear to God. Tell y'all step by step. Boom. Get on the plane. Land in Atlanta. Go to the hotel. So, Meek, my man. To the world, people don't know that, you know, at this time, like, yo, know, me and 50 wasn't speaking, or, you know, I wasn't, you know, coming around. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I fell back because I wanted to go get it. I really, to my biggest thing, homie, I wanted niggas to be proud of me, of getting it on my own. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So
now I feel good when I, like, got 100 on, like, real. You know what I'm saying? And I know, like, it ain't come from nothing to nobody. Nobody can say they built this right here.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody.
You did it on your own.
You feel me? As much I would have loved to say I had the help and the, you know, but it wasn't that. So fast forward. We go from the hotel. They like, yo, Meek, you gotta do some radio room shit with a bunch of radio DJs. 20 minutes in and out. You know, we gonna go to this radio shit, then we gonna go to the mall. I ain't bad. We get the radio shit. We get in the spot now. Meek is my man, so like I was saying before, the world know he knew me and Son had words. Like we had like an argument. Like you know, we had words. Like, you know, I'm telling him, you know, what's up with 50? You know, because majority of my friends, you know, niggas look up to Son. Like you know, like what's up? You know, like that's like one of the street rappers. So you might look up to him because his music, and you feel me? Like, you feel me?
You're a fan.
Yeah, you're a fan of his music and shit. I got a personal relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if it wasn't, like, he introduced us to music. I'm Jamaican, bro. I didn't really know no music. Get what I'm saying? I didn't listen to what y'all listen to. I'm being honest. You didn't listen to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just was laughing, right? Niggas was playing some D-Block shit that I've never heard. Wow, you don't know about this. I'm sorry, bro. It was with the unit. This is all I hear every day. Was new, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Was new shit. So fast forward. We get in the building. And the fucking radio host or the DJ goes, got my man 50 Cent in the house. Boom, he come on the stage. And when he come on the stage now, Meek my man, he like, yo, what's up? Like, y'all smoke, y'all good? I tell him the truth. Like, nah, I ain't speak to him. But what's up? So he like, man, I know y'all niggas is family. You know what I'm saying? He like, nigga, whatever you with, like, I'm with you, nigga. Like, but I know y'all niggas is family. Yeah. So, at the same time, you know, Meek fuck with, like, another thing too, man, I'm trying to give y'all too, that y'all ain't catch it too.
Yeah.
I met Meek, and I met different artists earlier in the game, like when 50 was trying to sign Philly artists. Like, I met Cheek Raw, I met, like, a bunch of Philly artists that was already going, like, before Meek, like, actually popped. So, in Meek mind, he probably like, man, I ain't really going on the stage right now because at the same time, 50 got the real shit. I ain't going to be just standing there, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to have some respect. I do fuck with 50. It ain't like it's no smoke, but I'm going to have respect for who I signed to. So at the time, Meek was, you know, 50 was doing some shit. They was playing Kid Kid music, and the crowd wasn't responding to it. So he like, well, I'm going to stay up here all day. I got enough money till you niggas start liking it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He was talking the shit.
He talked that shit.
So they trying to get him off the stage. I guess I heard him whisper to him. You know, because it's over like a little wide cord mic. It was in like a lobby of a hotel. So they like, yo, we got Meek up here. He's gonna pace himself now for the evening. So he like, where my nigga Meek at? Fifth was saying this for like, if we, on the video, it starts to play. He already hear it saying probably like 3-4 times.
Yeah.
But he was already saying it because the DJ was trying to get him off the stage at the time. Like, you know what I'm saying? But they can't. They're not gonna tell Fifth. Like, you know what I mean? They trying to say it. Yeah, they trying to.
You know, Fifth, you gotta go.
You know, we got Meek coming. So Meek like, yo, what's up? Like, what's up, Jag? You going up? Yeah, we going up. Because it's Atlanta. Mm-hmm. You already know how we moving anyway. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yeah, we going up. So when I go up, you know, it's a bunch of family that we know. You know, I see Monsters. Monsters, good, bro. What's up, your money, man? See, I've seen the rest of the family. So now, when I come on the stage, he like, you, no, you go back there. You got to holler at me. So Meek like, yo, nah, like, as you see Meek trying to touch the mic, yo, nah, like, yo, nah, five, mm-hmm. like, listen, yeah, nah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he was like, Meek.
Relax, yeah, respect.
Yeah, that. Like, yo, y'all niggas is fam, like, yo, relax. And he like, nah, he with me. He come for me. So, y'all can read between the lines or have a majority of niggas, son would have told niggas to get off the stage. Niggas getting off the stage. Hear me?
No, that's a fact.
In my mind, son, I'm talking to myself like, son, I know son ain't gonna try to make no movie on this stage. Cause if you gonna make a movie on the stage, you gonna make this shit a movie. So I remember, yo, bro, like, to be honest, and I got love for Kid Kid. And I done caught Kid Kid in Las Vegas Airport Dolo. Like, I could have, like, these niggas, listen, niggas, like, they know me, like, know me. It's like somebody out cool that y'all know, like, you know what type of nigga he is, like, just stop. Like, he's like, you know, leave him alone, don't bother him, let him do his thing. You get what I'm saying? So, when he went to poke me, like he tried to poke me. Like, so I smacked his hand. You know what I mean? It was like what kind of, like, you try to poke me? So I smacked his hand, he pushed me. Nigga jumped, yo, chill. I was never mad about that video. What I was mad about is, what y'all ain't know, is after we got off the stage, we're speaking for 2-3 hours. His son is in my hotel room.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, so then my thing is, I'm in my head like, you think it was cameras in there? It gotta be cameras. In my head, why he talking to me about all this was going on and I'm like, he gonna fix it. You know, because it don't really take much to fix it. Like, media saying, yo, y'all niggas is beefing, all it takes is, yo, that's my little brother.
Of course, all day.
This shit happens all the time.
Yeah. We argue every day.
You get what I'm saying?
Right? We argue every
day. So things is happening, nigga not saying nothing. Niggas is thinking I got like I'm some new artist. The niggas that don't know me, I'm some new artist. I don't come from son or nothing. Like, I'm some new artist that they just mad up.
No, I thought you was 50's old cousin. That's what I thought.
Nah, because my brother.
I knew y'all was close though. I knew.
Yeah,
you definitely.
I was the only the baby around, the youngest one around. You know what I'm saying, like, even to his son, like, I'm putting him on the phone with his first girls. Like, yo, listen to me up here with this bitch. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Because his dad would be busy or working. Yeah, I'm going shooting treat those with Marquise. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, these are things that, like, so niggas don't understand his family. All right, now let me tell you my position. I'm going, niggas is hitting me from Africa on my page. 50 pushed you. This happened. That, imagine. This, yo, bro, you speaking on an artist that's super big, bro. Mm-hmm. So they don't know. They only know what they see.
Right.
And you know, media blowing up some shit with me. Trav, 50 trying to get out of me. So, it just went so crazy. So when I didn't get feel like Son didn't make a statement or at least fixed it or at least cleared it, like going on this, you know?
Right.
I had to make it, address it myself. Mm. And that's when Celebrate came up. That's when I didn't make the song about him. Mm. Just gave him the last verse.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, niggas ego tripping, drunk or supper, must have popped his hand, muscle pills, got him feeling like he the Hulk again, man, make the money. Money don't make the fucking man queens. I'm a big deal, nigga. You know who I am? Yeah, you know I'm man down something. That's how I got the chain. Brother been letting it go. He don't want the fame. Respect go both ways, nigga. Two-way streets. Mm. Employees got to answer for this. Mm. It's levels to the streets. Mm. We all know having some money to get you kicked. Mm. A shooter with nothing to lose and make you cherish it. Mm. Choppers on top. Come on, man.
You got to relax. You know 1, 2, 3.
Thugged out Thursday.
I'm just rapping because I was more so like, I was kind of hurt for real, bro. Because this is, like, I done lost my niggas.
Yeah,
my friend got killed behind this shit.
Trash.
Behind this whole, this shit that niggas built, this tattoo on me to this day. I ain't gonna erase it from history. You get what I'm saying? Like, this shit goes down in the record. Like, you get what I'm saying? But, personally, it was more. And then it was like this one thing that, like, 50 is a hard worker. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't going, after this, I'm going to get off of this. Son is a hard worker, so I'm going to tell you what happened. So I'm at the video shoot. He was shooting the video with Cheezy and Snoop Dogg. Y'all can probably search that song. I don't remember the song. So this is when I'm first, like, getting my shit right and shit. So when I go see 50 and shit, I bring my computer. So I'm like, yo, 5, look, boom. He's like, what's that? Showing them. Like 12 songs done. Start showing them the video. 12 videos. So he watching. Now if you know 50 like cameras, he already know. You shot that on the red? Yeah. That's the camera I'm using. You know, my daughter's what, 6, so this is 6-7 years ago. So he like, yo, you shot that on the red? I'm like, yeah, he like. Watched it, watched another video. Watch another video. He like, yo. Cool, yo. You sure, yo. Yo, this nigga got 10 fucking songs, 10 videos, nigga. You can't even play me a song. They start, whatever, regular shit. When that happened, instead of Son being mad at Son who told him or being mad at himself, Son mad at me.
Because you had red cam, right?
Son mad at me because a nigga telling him about his rhyme. But what y'all gotta know is Ye was more like my brother. Like, yeah. I'm with him all the time. Like, nothing never transpired with that nigga when we was around. Mm-hmm. Nigga never played Solution to Son.
Right, never
played Solution to Son. And that's what made him able to talk like that.
Shout out to Lloyd Banks.
You hear that?
Shout out to 50 Cent.
That's what make him able Shout to talk Thursdays. Like that.
Trav's in the building.
His niggas was, I was going. I got my time to show out. You know, I was young at first. So when niggas was, you know, sometimes I couldn't go. When it was my time to show up and show out, I showed out.
Mikey Fingers.
Yeah. I showed out.
Thugged out Thursday.
What's the relationship with you and 50? What are the conversations like?
I mean, y'all still got to understand what I'm telling you.
It's no relationship.
No, y'all got to catch it. Son to be with my brother.
Copy.
As
your brother's still with your brother. He's still with your brother. Yeah,
like, that's his man. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It only started going nasty because the world started to know. So now my mom's knows. So my mom's is thinking, yo, you beefing, your little brother's beefing with your friend. And You know what I'm saying? Like it started going out that the media started taking it.
Took over.
And there's so much people that's family that really know me.
50's too big.
So it'd be like this: Fifth would be around, and it might be a nigga that don't know me. Like, yo, what's up with the trail kid? But it's another nigga that's holding it down. Like, that's family. Like, don't fall into that shit.
Yeah.
And son gonna get busy. So go ahead, try him.
Yeah, if you want
figure it out.
Right.
Cause I'm already past the mind frame. I already know what it is. It's how many niggas in y'all life. Y'all don't know you in your life, and that's your uncle. I'm gonna ask y'all a question. Out of all these years, how many niggas ask y'all?
Yo, is that nigga Nori like that? Is he a real nigga like you?
Right. They ask you that, right?
Yeah, that's
I go to that all my life.
Yeah.
So you want to figure it out?
Especially when you dealing with rappers.
You feel me, bro? Like as an artist,
with artists,
this is what we go through, and niggas don't be knowing that.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So you might have people.
You're so right, because like you said, you got relationships. Everybody got a different relationship with 50. Like, we all got a different relationship with N.O.R.E. That's his nephew. This is Mike Booth, and I'm Ching Bing. And we all got different relationships. Like, it's crazy. Even me and Mike Booth, we got a crazy relationship. You know what I'm saying? Thugged Out Thursdays is really excited to have you, Trev. You took us to the right.
This
is a good podcast.
You need to keep it 100.
Smoke another blunt. Young Willie, talk. How did you and Young Willie?
What's
the connect with you?
My little brother Dilla.
Yeah.
He already had let me know.
How many brothers you got?
My daddy got like 14 kids, 16 kids.
Yo, this motherfucker, Jamaican. Yo, this motherfucker, Young Willie, is acting. The motherfucker came out in a series somewhere. I'm looking around. This nigga really pull out the Yama. And I'm like, yo, that's really, really. And he's like, yo, what is he doing? I'm like, relax, he's acting. He pulled out the Yama, nigga, like, yeah, nigga. I said, damn,
nah,
nobody
that's what
shot
happened,
that
though. That's what happened.
Oh, that was like a real.
I'm not ready and shit. Yeah. But my little brother. Was y'all in jail together?
We went to your hood or whatever.
Pull it up.
So Trav, okay, let's fast forward to the mixtape.
On the Tax Tone interview with Meek, Meek said you the one who told him to get on that the record and shit.
I gave Meek that record. I'm still waiting on my plaque right now. Dallas.
Yeah, get that plaque.
Get my plaque.
Get that plaque.
We spoke about that the other day. I don't want to start.
How'd that went that?
Moving away.
That's a
plaque. But this is what it was.
Yeah.
My thing was this, like, again.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hold y'all up. I did meet Drake from me. From, you know, when the shit happened. Whatever happened. Held some down. Boom.
Yeah.
Drake was solid. Niggas from this hood was solid. Yeah, Meek on tour, to Meek my man. I mean, they getting money together.
Yeah.
He fuck with you, I fuck with you too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Meek one of them niggas, he gonna let you know. Yeah, you go to New York.
Bro. My last son, fuck
like,
with
you know what I'm saying?
Big old fortune
to
right
there. Cause we not gonna, I'm not gonna, you gonna come, y'all, we're in the city, nigga. Like, no, that nigga, I'm gonna tell you the truth. Listen, it can happen anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna let you know, yo, we into it. But we kind of up right now. Niggas ain't sliding. Yeah. You Gucci. We Gucci. Like, you know what I mean? We're going to stay out here. I'll stay, whatever. You know, I'm going to be real with you. So, son, let him know. Boom. So, now we fucking with Drake now for this years now.
Yeah.
It's years in now. Like, it's time that I'm going to L.A. And I'll post just touchdown in L.A. And the nigga Drake send me his address. Like, pull up to my crib. This is, like, you know what I'm saying? And I couldn't even... Like, son is a good nigga, cool nigga. Like, before his Jordans dropped, he gave it to me. I sold him shit. I got like 20 bands for a pair of niggas.
Right, that's right.
So, like, niggas
damn,
like.
Some noise for that 20
niggas,
bands.
Niggas like.
Yo, on three, you gotta relax. One, two, three.
Niggas
you gotta relax. Damn,
so,
20
so,
bands.
Yeah, he gave me the OVOs.
20 bands for the OVOs, y'all.
He gave me the OVOs.
Some quick flip.
Before they ever came out. And what happened
is. Flipping the world. 20 bands for a pair of OVOs.
It was, it was the sample size, so you know all samples coming 9. And that was my size. So,
damn.
Fast forward, Damn. You know, I'm chilling, nigga. Drake got me in this crib. Like, I'm a nigga, like, I come from the West End, so if I ever let you in my crib and you meet my mom, you meet my kid.
Your family.
Yeah. Like, you get, like niggas don't even meet mama love. You can't even see her face.
You know how this shit go.
We ain't gonna get into it. But, you know, we keep the family secure. Yeah, you know exactly. what I'm saying? So, like, I'm like one of them people. So, him like, yo, he got me right. So, fast forward now, him and Meek wasn't in conversation or whatever. Meek come home, Meek's on fire, you know, that's my man. But you know, at the same time, when Meek was in jail the first time, you know, Drake's wearing the free Meek. You know, we make sure he's getting the shirt, he's keeping it alive for the fam. I'm just trying to keep everybody
together.
Like, yo, son over here, pull up, you know what I mean? So fast forward, Meek had a show in Philly. Drake was supposed to come, but Meek goes by this show professionally. When he could have went by the way we've been going. But this show meant a lot to me. It was his first time ever selling out his arena.
In the house.
You feel me?
It was his house.
He had managers speaking to managers instead of him speaking to the artist.
Yeah, it's artist. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes it's artist to artist. Sometimes it's artist to artist. Manager.
If I speak to you, you're going to make sure son put it on the calendar. But the managers went. Yeah. Well, really, it's other homies that niggas fuck with. Like, we fuck with Chubb. Chubb's is some right-hand man. He gets whatever we need done. Fuck with Chubb. Like, they was cool niggas. Like, they was good niggas. That's good. Ain't do nothing. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had a great... bro,
like, we get shit
we ain't never had great time blowing out. We had great time. Some of them niggas rolled out the red carpet. So, it felt like family. So, I was going to say on Meek, like, yo, listen, Meek tell me, like, whatever, you missed my show, whatever, boom, boom. Whatever. All he felt was, at least if you missed the show, Meek was like this. If you missed the show, y'all niggas could at least call and let me know. Mm-hmm. I could have made other changes. Don't let me know nothing. I'm going to take that shit as disrespect. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yeah, boom. So now I got to let this nigga Drake understand that. Like, yo, you probably don't understand this, but you only took it as disrespect because... nobody even got back to him. He's like, yo, Trav, I never knew. Oh, you never knew? Well, check this out. Boom, put them on the line. Bam, both speak.
Yeah, that's good.
So now they speaking whatever. They patch it up. Boom. Hey. Meek about to finish his hour. He turned it in the next week or something. So I'm like, yo, son, you got to get this first drink. Mm-hmm. Like, man, I don't know, man. You think he going to... I got to turn it in next week. You think he going to do it? I'm like, yo, listen. I hit him. Yo, easy. He's like, yeah, I'm cooking something up.
It's the Rego record, right?
That's the Rego record. He sends it. He sends it to Meek. Meek do it. Speak to Drake. Drake like, you heard the Rego record? So I'm like, yeah, I heard it. You heard your boy? I ain't hear Meek first. So now I hear Meek like, yo, nigga. Got you the record, least you can do, nigga. Let me hear that shit, nigga. Like, that's my man, for real. Like, nigga, let me hear that shit, nigga. Like, his response was like, yo, you gonna be mad. You gonna be mad? What's up?
He didn't make the cut?
No.
What?
So he calls him. This is what really happened.
Did it make the cut?
No, of course it made the cut. It made the cut.
I'm listening.
No, this is what happened.
Okay.
He was upset.
Okay.
Yeah. So I call him, yo, what's up? What's up, cuz? Yo, man. Like, yo, why am I playing my album for niggas? And he plays the Rego record.
And he's saying the old verse.
No.
Okay. But
when he plays the record, niggas is feeling it. But one nigga out the room is like, yeah, I heard that shit. So Meek like, you ain't never heard this shit. I just made this shit like 3 days ago. And niggas like, nah, I heard that shit, because I made that shit. And then, that's the Quentin Milligan. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was the ghostwriter.
Yeah. That's the thing, though. I don't know if he's the ghostwriter. They say he's the ghostwriter. We heard the record. It don't even matter. Yeah, to me, even though this is my thing, though. Like, when we was told, because you see, you got to know Meek is a real rapper. So Meek is my, like, yo,
this nigga.
Not the verses, though, Trav. Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all gotta know him. He's a real rapper. And he's like, he speaks from the heart. And he fuck with Son. So he's like, nah, Son is talented. Nah, I know he don't got nobody doing his verses. You know, this is what it was.
Shout out to Drake.
But I still managed to push past that. Because I'm like, yo, as soon as he said it to me, like, yo, man, you think he lying? Like, word, that could be some Milli Vanilli shit. You think some lying?
Yeah.
I said, just like, it hits him. When me come home, he'd tell you, that's Tom, just like that. I said, yo, cuz, shit doesn't even matter, though, cuz. Like, Diddy don't write his shit. He like, nah, but Diddy ain't talking like he the best in the top five.
Diddy just entertained.
I told him, listen, guys, play that shit. Put that shit on the album. Don't even worry about it.
That's what's up.
And then after that, she just, you know how that shit went that. You know what I mean? After a while, she just went that.
But Trav.
I was responsible for that, son. I'm still waiting on my plaque, Dallas.
It's that plaque of Trav, man.
Atlantic.
Hey, Trav, let me ask you a question. Who do you listen to right now? Like, who's your favorite rappers right now that you listen to aside of yourself or whatever? Like who does Trav listen to? Like, what rapper got your ear right now? Name me five.
Five rappers? I don't really, like...
Anything.
Keep it 100.
As of
now, are we talking about this present
day right now?
I'm
just saying, right now, when Trav jumps in the car, right now, in the whip, in the Maybach, whatever.
So I'm not talking about myself, right?
Listen,
I can't say myself.
Nah, if you want to say yourself,
because I listen to myself.
I'm just asking.
I listen to my little brother, Dilla.
Dilla, okay.
I listen to Max Payne. I listen to Meek.
Shout out to Meek, man. That nigga got a big check. The Eagles, oh, man, dog, man. The Eagles, they killed that. I fuck with the Eagles. They tweeted
last
out.
Last one.
What else? What else? One more.
I ain't gonna lie. I fuck with YoungBoy NBA.
No doubt.
Who's that? He been rapping.
NBA YoungBoy. This nigga Boo was like, yo, listen to this. I'm like,
That's
what's up. This is Thugged Out Thursdays. Young Billy, what's good? Talk to us, man. Give us some energy, man. How was Miami, man? What's up, man? I fucked up.
Oh, yeah, you definitely fucked up, nigga. You're supposed to be there. You out of line.
Listen, man. Let me tell you something. Nah, I ain't never breached the contract. I can't make it to Miami to shoot with these brothers. But for those who don't know what's going on, there's a food show coming out called N-O-R-E, On the Run Eating with Nori.
February 28th.
All 8 episodes available through Complex, featuring Young Billy, Sunny DBET, and Ching Bing, myself. We went to 8 different cities. We traveled around the world. We feast. We had great times. We got to enjoy companies such as Sonny Anderson, Amber Rose, CeeLo Green, Scott Storch, Fat Joe, Jim Jones. I could go on and
did
go
y'all
on.
Did y'all have Ja Rule in there?
No, we didn't have Ja Rule.
What was this show that Nori had Ja Rule?
It was actually on the podcast. It was actually Ja Rule on Ja Rule's show. Ja Rule had a show that he had.
Nori's so real, right? So you know I come from 50,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
No, he's like, man, we got to squeeze, man.
Yeah.
I was there.
He said, your job with him.
Yeah.
You better.
Yeah. Shout out to Jabba.
My loyalty don't change. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to go over there and take a picture with this man. Hand like this. So, I mean, it's no disrespect to Ja Rule or nobody else. I got Ewoks in Park City. You know what I'm saying? In his hood. You know what I mean? Like, all through that. It's just me. And he would respect if he had a nigga, a little young nigga, like, got around him. It's just, But Nori was like, man, this is Queens.
That's right.
Chicks had just died.
Yeah.
So he like, this is big. Like, come on, let's take that. Say, yo, Nori, this is big, bro. I respect everything you're saying. I can't really do that.
That's what's up.
And then the police raided that shit. That's when I knew we had to get out there.
We had to get out of there.
They took both my men.
Yo, listen, let me tell y'all something.
Like, what the video shoot for real?
Yo, we just pulled out of there. That's my fault. I got caught in the gate.
Y'all was 5
in. Friendship?
What? We just pulled off the bridge.
I was there.
Yo, Vay got locked up.
I think Max got locked up.
How you met Jim Jones? How that relationship came
about? Yo, you know what's so crazy? So Joel Santana is the first person I met from Dipset. He's the first person. First of all, Joel Santana is the first
Dipset
artist.
Oh, he was on the Food
ever
Show
ever do a song with. He was on Ride the Wave.
Yeah.
So fast forward now, I started rapping it back again. I did like some pop song. I had one of some tour with Sean Kingston, Justin Bieber. So I came home, I was like, because I was seeing the pop money, I'm like, man, that money looking so great over there, but it's just, you know, that shit ain't really me. Regardless of me making great music and know how to make music, it just wasn't me. So when I came home and shit, I think my manager at the time, he had, put me on some shows that I was opening up for like Trey Songz and shit, different cities. And Jim seen me rocking in Flint, Michigan. It was like a festival. 12,000 people rocking and shit. Nigga, DM me. Boom, but if you know Twitter back in the day, if a nigga DM you but don't follow you back and you write them, they ain't gonna get it. Like, they don't get it. So he wrote me like, yo, fuck what you do, get at me. So I hit him back, but I ain't want to write back again. He's like, I wrote him twice, you know what I'm saying? I don't know this nigga. So I was like, yo, I wrote you, you know what I'm saying? So, slowly, yo, what the fuck, yo, this nigga Jim Jones will holler at you. Boom, Jim hit me and shit. He had the studio, 28th Street, told me to pull up. I went over there, I was fucking with him and shit. I think I did like 8 songs that night. Well, when I say songs, I don't want to say complete songs.
Like hooks.
Yeah, I just do hooks. Because I had learned that from Five. You know, like, he always tell you, like, the hook is what makes the song.
Right, definitely.
That should be like, you know, the main thing.
Right.
So, I had did like 8 songs, and out of the 8 songs, one of them was, what neighborhood you from? It's me and Mike's popping over. It was that Red Rum shit.
Mm-hmm.
And Flex was end up being it. Flex just bombed it. It just was like, oh, God. And then I started rocking with Jim. What made me really rock with Jim, and I didn't look at him as like, you know, because you in this game, and I know y'all been around Nori, because Nori has so many relationships because he's been in there so long. He has memories with this artist that have never died, like some real shit.
Yeah, like with Pond.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Certain niggas, that's his niggas.
Yeah.
And you know, my nigga, when you see him, but your phone call might not be, but what separated Jim from a lot of that is when I was fucking with Jim, so when I had my daughter, the nigga Jim, I was out of town, right? This is why I fuck with Jim, man. I was out of town, homie. And the nigga called me, yo, what's up, bro? What's up, man? What's up, my daughter? Yo, where mama's at? Mama's is my daughter. I'm like, she home. What's up?
You want me to sing a song? What's up, she wear?
Nigga, James, she 2 months. Like, I don't know what's up, she wear. I guess 2 months.
Yo, fuck that. Give me everything in 2 months.
So, that shit cool to me that first. I was like, you know, but what made it real to me was I got a call like 10 minutes later.
Yo, how about I get to your house again?
Like, what?
We're gonna drop the shoes on.
I bet. Send him the address. This nigga sends me a picture of my daughter putting the shoes on my daughter. I said, yo, nah, you gonna kill for you, Jeff. You crazy? You don't get
real,
no real.
No,
nigga thinking about
shit.
Mine?
Yeah, that's real
fuck
shit.
Fuck out of here. I don't get no real. I don't give a fuck what you do, Vato.
Yeah.
Good.
That's what's up.
You good.
Shout out to Jim Jones.
You feel me? Like, certain niggas, it don't matter what, because you know, a nigga could give you something that's a crumb to him and it'll mean all to you. But it really mean nothing to him.
Yeah.
But gestures that's not just like benefits you want, like that's, you know, our son gave me the bag.
Mm-hmm.
That's like that heartwarming. That was heartwarming for me.
No, definitely.
It wasn't
that
a bag.
That meant more than a bag.
Yeah, it wasn't a bag.
Certain shit people do, of course.
No lie. It wasn't a bag.
I want to give you a quick Jim story. Like, I know Jim from Tunnel days, you know what I'm saying? And Jim a real nigga. Like, Jim is one of the realest niggas I know that. I seen Jim scrap in a tunnel with mad Brooklyn niggas. Of course, you know we came, and Jim came right back next week ready to scrap again. I was like, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? So, I love Jim for that. Jim is super real. That's my nigga. For real.
Shout out to
Dick. I don't even want to tell y'all the first time.
I see that.
Jim took me somewhere.
Jim real, man.
I was chilling with Jim the other day. I was chilling with Jim the other day in Miami. In Puff Daddy's house, pre-E party, the day before. We went in there while they were setting up. He was like, look, Ching Bing, they Tuxedo the whole backyard, nigga. And we was out there, you know, just doing the 1-2s on the spinoff and all that. Word.
Yeah, what that shit was dope. With the first time you ever went out, what happened?
But you know
where
I ended up at?
Yeah.
At Diddy Crab.
Yo, listen, man. So,
I want to, before we wrap this up, I want to, you got any features on the mixtape? Let them know where they can. What is it, a mixtape or album?
Is the album?
It's a mixtape album.
All right, so you said it dropped already?
It dropped. I got Free My Dog Meek Mill on there. I got Tory Lanez. I got Belly, if y'all familiar with The Weeknd, the whole EXO, shout out my family over there. I got Jim on there. I got a little Dirk on there. Youngster, shout out Black Youngster. Oh, shout out Don Q.
You got a joke.
Yeah,
you
definitely
got a joke. Where did you get that at?
I mean, it's everywhere. It's on Tidal, on everywhere. Oh, Spotify, iTunes. We just got added to iTunes.
Okay. And what's the name of it again?
Crack.
Stand
for Queens King. Raise the King.
Queens raise the King.
That's copy. We want everybody to support that joint. You know, sure. What's your Instagram?
TravLB.
All right. You already know. Man. We want to thank you for coming out.
Stuck Out Thursday.
Playing us with the story that
really.
We haven't heard. Listen, Trav went in.
He went in so hard, we just fell back and enjoyed the ride. This is Thugged Out Thursdays, and guess what? You gotta relax.
Trap, I'm a trap. I got to boost up the stats. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. I just sending drugs on my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Ching Bing and Mike Boop with the workplace. I teed up like my birthday. Come fuck with the thug on a Thursday. Nigga, we gangin', whole lot of entertainment. Bottles on ice, I got dope in the paper. Love all around and on top of it. Fuck with the show, cause you know it's the truth. I be with Ching Bing and I fuck with my booth. Hop in the coupe, so poppin', I'm jumpin' the roof. You gotta relax, you can hop in it too. I'm smoking the glue, but listen, how can you suspend as I shoot? Y'all are 2 minutes, it's hip-hop new. Thug on Thursday, gonna run up the views. Trap, I'm a trap. I gotta boost up the stats. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. I be sending drugs on my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Ching Bing and Mike Boop with the workplace. I teed up like my birthday.